from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Macklin Celebrini, and you're listening to Signing Guru.
Our guy.
Yeah, he took the... That's his first hit.
We're going to need a nickname for him. Get on it, Bay Area. Get on it. I know you're thinking.
No, that voice by my boy Joe Frenchwood, Donovan's girlfriend's dad. We hit it off, and we knew each other.
Oh, nice.
He's listening on his way home. He says, good to have us on the... So he listens to Willard and Dibs, but since we're in it for the week.
Yeah, cool.
How you doing? 2 hours in. I'm just checking on you. If you need to talk, I'm right here, man.
We got 18 hours left.
I look at it as two, baby.
It was different today, no doubt about it.
Will you go gym tomorrow or go for your morning walk, which you had when we were doing the 10 o'clock? Stani, it helped me. Throwing them things up, them plates early, Evan. Yeah, did take a shower like you play for the Warriors to come to work.
That was
you
only Klay Thompson one night.
Huh?
Every pro player takes a shower after their game.
But you know what I mean? I'm taking the shower to get ready to
So you're like an AAU guy. You go play and then you put jeans over your gym shorts.
Well, we didn't shower at the end of games at Logan. That's kind of died out. They don't do it now, these youngsters.
What are you talking about?
They just come out in their stuff. I'm like, that's nasty. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
At Logan, we didn't shower after games.
Why?
Just trying to get to it.
That's weird. So you would go out on a Friday
my
night?
My son, too. When I'd go watch Daryl, they'd come out. They don't shower.
But then you'd
meet
Burger your friends?
King. Yeah, we'd go to Burger King.
Ew.
And I'd have a...
That's gross.
Well, that's how we did it.
Well, that's not the right way.
But if you go around the bay now, these kids are coming out in their sweats.
And let me tell you a little story.
I'm just keeping it real.
This is about why the world's going to hell. I had to take a shower at the gym.
Oh.
Because my dad was like, if we could save water at home.
Oh,
you're damn right.
He wasn't one of them.
I was the poor kid in fifth grade.
Please.
After Mighty Mites, jumping in the shower, and everybody's looking.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. I've never seen anything like
that.
Puff
was a real one.
Yeah.
The water bill.
Yeah. Oh, here we go, Goo. I haven't heard from this guy in a while.
Priest.
Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto.
Man, I see him on Twitter. I follow him. What's up, B?
What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Dynamite.
I gotta say, I don't like the pervasive negative Curry vibe that's kind of been going on here with some of you. I think he's the best player in the history of the franchise. He's one of the five best players, in my opinion, in the history of the game.
Okay.
He has made Joe Lacob's mint. Period.
Mm-hmm.
He has made the Warriors, I think, one of the second or third most valuable franchise in professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of Curry. Much more because of Curry than Lake Up.
Okay.
He's a superstar. He's still a great player. And I don't think it's beyond the realm of rationale to say, hey, give him a second option, right? Because he hasn't had one really since, like, 2019, really. Give him a second option and see what happens. It doesn't guarantee a title. I don't think he can be a title or bust mentality. But to go run it back another year with, like, maybe a fourth option, when every other single, like, even playoff contender in the West has a first and second option, I think is egregious.
Hey, B, don't hang up.
Okay.
I'm a fan. I follow you on Twitter. I'm like, damn, he called other shows. He don't hit us. I get it all family. But listen, my stomach just hurt when you lumped me in because it sounded like you did with that crowd.
No, Trey Curry. Not lumping you in.
But let me ask you this. The way Clay left, I think bothers Steph to a degree. I'm not saying it was all the Warriors' fault, but when he made those comments in Vegas last week about, I want to retire a Warrior, but things change in this league quickly. BPA, that got me. That was Curry talk. I'm like, I don't want to see it, but I can't run from it. Like, that's a possibility if they don't get their act together and get them a number two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I take it, too. I don't think it had much to do with Clay because Clay wasn't a number two. Clay wasn't even a number three last year. He was an unreliable volume shooter who didn't defend. So, you know, I think get him a number two, or, hey, if you want to continue to play the Kuminga fantasy game of that this guy can't defend, can't handle, can't shoot, but, hey, let's give him $35 million, then go ahead. Then Lakeup's made his choice, which is about Lakeup, not really about, obviously, the most important player in the history of the franchise, most important player that will ever be in his franchise. But, no, let's prioritize Jonathan Kuminga, who really, he's not a reliable player at all. Anyways, that's my take.
Yeah. Wow. Appreciate it.
Too old.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Help me, Stani, with that. I feel like he's robbing Kuminga, but also that's what they're going to be doing, and we just talked about it.
What are they going to be doing?
Giving Kuminga his bread before he actually shows you he's got the butter.
Why
got some stuff.
Why do you assume that?
Because you beat me over the head, and I can see the athleticism is like Dark Knight. But is the basketball IQ and prowess there to warrant giving him this $200 million? I'm calling it $200 million, $180 million, and we don't even know if he has an adjustment to the adjustment. He's got that one spin move on the breaks, Donnie, when they get set, and I'm like, man,
I don't know what you're saying. Do you want to give him money or not?
That's where is he the number two or not? I'm not. That's why I want marketing or PG-13.
I understand that. I don't necessarily disagree. If you're asking me, do I pay Kuminga? I probably not. And the reason you cannot pay Kuminga this offseason, to me, is because now you can look at every player in the organization and say things have changed.
Okay, this not to interrupt.
Period.
Then who's your number two?
Who cares? This year?
Yeah.
It's going to be Kuminga then. It's got to be. It just has to be. I don't know if he's going to be their number two, but he's going to be their second leading scorer.
Well, he's going to have a damn good crack at it. They would love for him to say, Kuminga's our number two. Can he hold up his end? This is the most pressure on him. On Kuminga since he's been a Warrior.
Not if you give him $190 million. Not if you give him $190 million. The way I look at it is this. After they won the championship, they paid Poole. And they paid Wiggins. The following year, they ran it back. They won 44 games. The biggest mistake they made was thinking, well, let's just run it back again because we still think we're that kind of team. And then they paid Draymond. Okay. And then they went through another year. This one, they didn't make the playoffs. Okay. Clay's up for an extension. They basically said no. Okay, so Kuminga is now up for the same extension that Jordan Poole got 2 years ago. All you have to do with Kuminga is say, sorry, things have changed. They've changed.
Right.
You saw us just get rid of Klay Thompson. We are not paying you this summer. Well, what about if Kuminga, what if he goes in the tank? Okay, he goes in the tank. Then you know you shouldn't have paid him in the first place.
But you're 0-2 with two guys.
What do you mean?
From production standpoint, Poole and Wiggins, I'm paying them a year early, and then they...
So why would you pay Kuminga a year early?
But hey,
that's what I'm saying.
I got both hands up.
They can do whatever they want, but if they want to say things have changed to Kuminga, they should say things have changed. So, and you know what? Here's the other thing. Oh, Kuminga, they still have his rights. Mm. You don't. If you don't extend him this year, he still has to play next year. And then guess what? He's a restricted free agent.
Yeah, but he can. He can do what? Today's athlete. You're right. They got the rights, but they can let it be known. I want out of here.
Good.
And then that's bad for everybody
but
involved.
Good, but is it? I don't. Like, if a guy doesn't want to be here, it can be addition by subtraction. Here's the other thing that I would just say. And again, we're just getting to know Mike Dunleavy as a GM. And I don't think we know anything about him, to tell you the truth, because I can't differentiate what Dunleavy is and what Lacob is.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Exactly. But I know this. Mike Dunleavy, the player, wouldn't overvalue athleticism. He just wouldn't. I don't think. I think Mike Dunleavy's more about, do you know how to play the game? That's the first thing you got to do. I might be wrong. I don't know.
I'm just going back to Coach and Vallejo. I like him, Stoney. I don't want to pit player against player, but let's just be real. There's not a bad answer. I have mine. Who do you think's better? Has a better IQ for the game as a whole, Pods or Kuminga?
Podziemski.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you this, too. I don't think Podziemski's some overly cerebral player who really knows the game. Or I shouldn't say that. He knows the game.
You got to give him credit, Stoney. He's made a hell of a
difference. I think he makes a lot of mistakes, to tell you the truth.
Right. But he's a rookie.
Right.
But he does more good than the mistakes.
Yeah. He might end up being a smart player. I don't think he's necessarily the smartest player on the team right now. I think he's good. I think he's fine. If Podziemski's on my team and he had the rookie year that he had, there's nothing to say. Just bring him back. The other thing is, and I know you were talking about this, but you're in for not a rude awakening.
I was about to say.
But you keep saying, I want to know who's start. Steve Kerr last week said, we have three open spots.
And I wanted to jump out the... was being real. That doesn't equate to... In the West.
Yeah.
You could go down the list. They know who's starting. And I get you're starting over, quote-unquote. Yeah. But when you say it's basically up for grabs, that's where non-playoff teams are. Like, I need some... It's not his fault, but it's a sign of the times of where we're at. If you got three positions possibly up for grabs, they do that in college and high school. You look at every Western Conference team that made the play. Oh my, they don't have openings like this. Help wanted. No, that's not Steph. That's why I'm saying I feel the organization has let down Steph in that aspect. If you're telling me you're going to camp with those many jobs, openings, that don't help Draymond and Steph. They probably cussing the team out behind closed doors. I'm glad you brought that up. Because you can say you want about it. Let me finish
and yet
this.
You still think there's a fifth title somewhere out there.
Well, you said 48 wins, 46 wins.
I said if everything falls into place, I could see them being better.
Because we can laugh at Phoenix. They know who their starting five is.
So, yeah, and what's that gotten them?
Look at Memphis. Who's guarding Ja? We don't even know who's going to... Like, that's scary times right now is all that I'm saying.
Well, that's the way you look at it. I don't necessarily look at it that way.
Well, you brought that... I'm doubling back to that. Why did you bring that up? Because you said it like it was a concern.
No,
it's not ideal at all.
I said it because you are infatuated with knowing who's going to be the starting five of going into the season with a play.
I think that means something, Parker.
Okay, I don't.
So you think this is okay?
It might be okay for a NBA champion. They're not a contender right now. Sorry, they're not. They're just not. And you know what? What's so difficult about, okay, we got Steph at the one. Who's at two? Well, they've got three choices. Okay, who's the best? I don't care who starts. Give me the best guy at two to start. If it's Melton, it's Melton. If it's Podziemski, it's Podziemski.
Yeah, but the point of the jam is, Costani, two guard is very important. I'm not saying you're not saying that. You want somebody to be far and above.
Well, they don't have it.
And that's all. That was my point.
And you know what? Was Clay that guy last year? No.
Well, he can score you 30 on a night and win you
a bad season, Goo.
Again,
he had a bad year.
Okay,
he was terrible.
He had a bad year. 39% from three.
39
and 18 a game. But you want to just fixate on all the, if that's what it was, wouldn't you take, well, no. If Moody started or Pods and got 39% from 3 and 18, we'd be throwing a party in the streets.
They're not going to be that.
Mm.
They're not, who thinks, like,
that's a loss then, though.
You don't think you can make up for it in other areas of the game other than shooting?
I love the game too much to say no to that, because you know I know better. But, Stani, it starts there.
What do you mean it starts there?
You
got to
start fear, and like, that's the help I'm talking about for Curry. Offensively is my number one. That's at the top. Who's going to put the, who's a threat? And right now, it
Buddy Hield might be better than Clay right now. He might be. And you know
people
what?
People telling me to get over it.
Definitely
not
you need to get
team.
Over it. I don't like, that's.
See, it hurts because I'm looking at them through that prism.
Well, why when you just rip them for not having three starters named?
Well, that was after they let Clay kick Clay to the curb and couldn't get nothing for Chris Paul.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you're so upset,
I don't think Curry has more help than he had with Clay. That's where it's at.
Right. And I don't think Clay was much of a help last year. Mm. I don't. And I absolutely allow for the possibility that Melton, who's a better defender and more athletic, and Hield, who's a specialist, and Kyle Anderson, even though he's not going to play a lot of two, is a really smart, cerebral player. Like, yes, they could make up for the loss of Clay.
Well, I don't want to play on words, but is Melton's back healed?
I don't know.
If you get where I'm going.
I mean, if it's not, then blame Rick Celebrini for signing a guy who's hurt. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Bobby. Bobby's in Oakland. What's up, Bobby? How you doing, man?
Hey, good. How you guys doing, man?
Hey, doing well.
Had a good time at the summit.
Oh, cool.
All right.
Thanks for coming, man.
Yeah, and Guru had a chance to meet you real quick. Well, you both know Phil Handy. So,
my guy.
Hey, good to see you guys in action. Hey, I was calling about this marketing. You know, sometimes the trades you don't make are the best ones.
Yep.
And I'm in the camp. I want to stay away from marketing. I'll tell you why. And the number one option, yeah, he can get you 24, 25, but looking at his history, I don't remember off the top of my head. I think he's around 15 points a game. And you give up all that draft capital and everything else, staying the age you want or what you can negotiate. You look up in the box score, he's about 15 points a game. Man, that's a scary thought. So I would try to stay away from him. Just go in with the team that we have, see what
exactly
we got. And then if a good trade comes up, then, you know, you can make it then. But I kind of would stay away from marketing, but I'll get you guys thoughts on that.
So, yeah, 2028, 2029 on your watch with that. You too, Stani. If you guys are saying just because you're telling me they're not a playoff team. Right. So you're okay with 2 years
no,
in a row?
I never said that.
You just said it a minute ago when I was saying.
I said if everything falls into place, they can be better than this past year. So go to camp, put the best team out there, let the season play out. If something goes wrong or if you're not as good as you think, why can't you make moves then? I don't understand. I don't understand why. Like, I don't think this team right here and right now is discernibly worse than last year's team. They may not be a 46-win team. I may be off. Somebody may get hurt. If Steph gets hurt, it's over. If Dre, whatever. But my point is this. It's like I see absolutely no rush to do something right now if there's not a deal out there that you love, that you absolutely love.
And my only point to that is, okay, let's say you get off to that slow start you talk about. What you need might not be out there even if you feel – you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
there's a risk involved.
I think there's always guys out there. I think you could probably trade for Zach LaVine yesterday if you really wanted to. If you wanted to. I bet you could get Vucevic if you really wanted to. Now, you giving up three first-rounders for Vucevic?
No.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean –
oh, well, wait a minute.
I wouldn't
Vucevic
give up
would make you better right
yeah,
now.
I wouldn't give up three for
what
him.
About LaVine?
I was looking at his medicals over the weekend. He might have some chronic. Shout out Dr. Dre and Snoop. He might have some chronic stuff going on with his body.
Murillo in Petaluma. What's up, Murillo? How you doing?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, talk to us.
No jokes today, I promise. So, Guru. Remember my first phrase I brought up here the first time I called you guys? The root of all suffering is attachment. Buddha. Let it go. Hey, listen, I think Dunleavy has done a good job with the situation that he has, because the word I'm going to bring here is pivoting. Pivoting. He put the team in the club in a position to pivot. You have a solid roster. You might as well be better than last year because you don't have the baggage that you had last year. And yes, you're coming into a camp as a coach. You should say positions are open, because the very reason why we had problems that season is because you didn't clarify that. So make it clear. Nobody, aside from Draymond and Steph, nobody should have a position in the team right now. That's the reality.
Right.
And the reason why I think they should pivot is because the Warriors should aim for the deadline. I see the West right now, aside from Oklahoma City and maybe Minnesota, I don't see clarity in these rosters. A lot of teams lost players. And Guru, to your point on Kuminga, you shouldn't pay him, because the last superstar that demanded money from a team and didn't get, who was that player? Paul George, right? He had to walk away. Kuminga can't just walk away. He's restricted. So you should let him play until the deadline and see what he's worth. If he balls, then you extend him. If he doesn't ball, you trade him. And if he's pouting because he wants out, then you have somebody that you can trade for what you want. But you shouldn't, the Warriors are in a position that they should not panic and try to call anyone, especially Danny Ainge. They should just stay quiet. If you think you're going to throw two first rounders in the future for a help for Steph, just wait until the deadline. That's my point. Mm. Thank you, guys.
All right, I hear you.
The show.
Thanks, Marilla. Appreciate that. I'm kind of with Marilla.
The last caller, he robbed Morgan in 18 points a game career. Said about 12.
I just think that if there's not a deal out there right now, don't make one. Plain and simple. Don't, if you don't like the deal, don't make it. Go into the season and play. Play basketball. You got 12, 13 guys on the roster.
Yeah, and I agree with that. My whole point was nobody can sell me on three spots being open a good thing. That was my.
When for
I heard Kerr say,
you know
that.
What? I'm going to disagree, just to disagree, and that's what I do a lot here. If you're just joining us, I think it's a great thing for a team in their spot.
And
you know why? Because they didn't make the playoffs. So, in fairness, you didn't make the playoffs. Ain't nobody has got anything handed to them. You didn't make the playoffs.
One of the dudes ain't even on the team anymore.
You're a 46 win team, which means you don't necessarily stink. And I'll ask you the question for the last time. What is wrong with competition at practice?
Well, it's nothing.
Well, then this should be fun. Let's see who emerges.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, but they're not the Warriors of 2020 anymore.
And I'm having trouble dealing with it.
It's 2024. Go ahead, Ev.
Do you guys think that the Warriors almost would prefer that the Jazz extend Markkanen? Because that's, then you kind of, you know, number one is value, but you also know if you trade for him, that you know how many years he's going
to
get.
I'm going to say yes to that.
The downside is that you wouldn't be able to trade for him until the deadline.
Right.
So by that point, your season might be over, but it also could be budding and he might be the final piece. So in a way, I think the Warriors are kind of standoffish for smart reasons.
I think that's got to factor into it. Do they want to trade for Markkanen, who they have multiple years for at cost certainty, a contract that Ainge signed him to?
Yeah.
Or do they just want to get Markkanen in here and then they'll just extend him? I don't know the answer to what would be more attractive or less attractive to the Warriors. I guess off the top of my head, I'd think the first, just because they'd have one more option, but I don't know. I don't understand. I'm with you. I'm not sure either there. Let's go to Bud. Bud's in Oakland. What's up, Bud? How you doing, man?
Steinmetz, baby, and Blue Chew Goo.
What's up, baby?
Listen, right? Goo, you actually kind of touched on something when you said, Kerr, he plays with the veterans. He kind of inherited the veteran group, and that's kind of, where I'm at with it. Because there's this connotation out there about Steve Kerr, about people saying, he can't develop the young guys. Which, you got to understand, Mark Jackson did develop. He did help develop Curry and Clay and Draymond and them. He's the guy who groomed these guys and got them to the level. And what I always tell people is Steve Kerr showed the guys how to win. You know, he's played with two winning coaches in his career, with Popovich and Jackson. You know, he showed them how to win. Now, what Mark Jackson did was show the guys how to compete. He got those guys up. He got everybody ready. He showed them how to compete. So with that being said, the team has some youth around them. Why don't the Warriors just try to pluck some of the coaching staff that Mark Jackson even had on his coaching staff, or even get Mark Jackson in there on the hire? You guys are not going to bring him back as a coach, but you guys see what he was able to do with those guys who is a pillar for what the organization is and what you guys are trying to get back to. He was the starter, the originator of getting those guys up to that level. Like I said, we got to give Steve Kerr credit. He showed them how to win. But you got these young guys who need to learn how to compete and compete at a high level. You guys need to just get Mark Jackson back in there, plug his brain, or at least hire him or somewhere on the coaching staff behind closed doors, something where whatever his group is that got Clay and Steph and Dre and all these guys ready, because you know what they was missing was some veteran leadership. And when Steve Kerr came in, they were basically veterans already, but he added some extra pieces that got these guys up to the next level. So that's just what I'm thinking, man. Maybe they just need to get Mark Jackson back in there and some of his guys who was on that coaching staff and try to get these young guys up to speed, man. Thanks for taking the call, fellas.
You want me to go? No bigger fan than Hand Down, Man Down than Daryl the Guru Johnson and Mark Jackson, but I'm still a line from Kuiper. Gone!
Well,
also, if you want Mark Jackson back here, how do you like Steph Curry platooning on the defense, or being taken out for defensive purposes? All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Laurie Markkanen, in, out, or it depends what we get for him. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
I was going to call him Stumpy. I mean, Steiny. I'm all jacked up with this time change with you guys. I'm just going to tell you that, all right?
Brought to you by Jack's Restaurant. Way to go. Steiny and Guru here at 4:30.
Who are you?
What is going on here?
Usually I'm like, give me another.
Yeah, and here's the first problem. Here come the phone calls.
What is going on here?
Anybody who knows me is probably trying to... Well, it's a spam risk. Never mind.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Yeah. They're selling 18. Well, I got to be careful.
Stop!
Somebody had a breach this weekend. I got an email saying your stuff's been compromised. Like, you can do my stuff so bad. Take my social. Put plaster in somewhere. You ain't going to get too far.
The biggest mistake the Warriors have made this offseason, I should say for the last 6 months, the biggest mistake was putting it out there that they were going big game hunting when everybody who knew their situation knew it was virtually going to be impossible to do that given their salary structure.
See, I think that's...
Joe Lacob, before the year started, told Tim Kawakami of The Athletic, priority 1 and 1A is to get under the second apron. Period. End of story. Now, to think you can do that and get a big boy, they don't go together.
But you left something out. He also told Kawakami months earlier, if this team is currently constructed last year, didn't make the playoffs, I'm paraphrasing, heads were going to roll or there were going to be big changes.
Why did he say that?
Because he wasn't happy with what...
But he can't make big changes.
But they tried, I guess. And okay, I don't want to give points. And you could... A lot of people say, oh, that was just fool's gold. Goo, you don't know if they were all the way in on PG-13. But they tried, man.
Okay, great. They tried.
And now I'm thinking...
I knew they were going to try. Yeah. You knew they were going to try. And they still had a 2% chance of landing a guy.
Yeah, but I was naivete enough to think that the Ballmer would play ball and send PG-13 back here. That's where I got...
I don't care if it's Ballmer. I don't care if it's Daryl Morey. I don't care if it's Danny Ainge.
Well, Stoney, they're still at the plate technically for marketing.
Okay. And look where we're at. The Utah Jazz want three young players and two future firsts. Okay, do it. Then go ahead and make your big move.
Well, the Warriors have earned that, though.
They've earned what?
To be at the disposal of another team because of what you put out on the floor last year, where we're at in the dynasty, if it's over, where we're at with the Curry counter. Like, there's not too many avenues to go.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
And even the one where, hey, Steph, we got some young players. We hope it pops. But even if that doesn't manifest into a playoff berth, then you got the possibility of what BPA was talking, which I heard, but now I know it's real, or a possibility. And that's getting the chef out of here before he's not playing meaningful basketball.
I'll say it again. The Warriors putting out to everybody under the sun that they were going big game hunting when we all knew that it was going to be so hard to do it. To not only find the player you want, but then to give up the players you wanted to give up and keep the ones you want to keep. And then figure out how many draft picks you'll have to give up. And oh, by the way, you got to do all this and shave salary. Mm. Like, people are like, boy, they let Chris Paul go for nothing. Yeah, they had to. They had to come off money. They just did. So,
but if there was a deal for them to get something worthy of paying, Stoney, they would have did that with Chris Paul. They kind of
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The team would have been better.
So they
on the
may
court.
Have sold a bill of goods to us fans. Oh, Chris Paul, his value is $30 million expiring. Okay. What'd it get you? You were going to have to take $30 million back, and you were in the same spot. And you know what? Big game hunting, and you come back with Lauri Markkanen? Okay. That's big game in the NBA? I don't know. 888-957-9570. Joel's in Berkeley. What's up, Joel? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing well. Hey. I'm not sure I'm digging the new time slot. I don't know. But whatever. It's fun to talk to you guys afterwards. I'm kind of tired.
All right.
Hey, I'm out on marketing, man. There's no way he's worth anywhere near what they're asking. I'm just out. I mean, he's fragile. He doesn't play a lot of games. The games he does play. I just got to say, if you gave Kuminga his minutes, and his position in the Jazz's pecking order, Kuminga would be better than him. We'd be talking about trading for Kuminga right now instead of Lauri Markkanen. Kuminga needs 30 minutes a night to get a groove on and find out who the hell he is. And I think the same about Moses Moody. I think he's got potential to be better than Markkanen. But we don't know. We don't know what we have. I think Pods has got a great growth thing coming. I think Trayce Jackson-Davis proved at the end of the year that dude can play defense, and he is smart and getting better all the time. And we don't know any of what they did this summer or how hard they worked or what they worked on. I mean, remember how surprised we were when Jordan Poole came back and all of a sudden was, you know, we were having pool parties?
Yeah, never forget.
That was a shock. That was a shock to watch him go from where he was to where he ended up. I mean, what if Kuminga comes back and is shooting 37% and has worked on his handles all summer long, and now he's like Julius Randle in the lane? He's got 18 moves before he dunks on your head. We don't know. And that's why there's three slots open, Guru, because we don't know who we have.
I hear you.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, I like how you
said. If they said this is our starting lineup, it's D'Anthony Melton's in for sure, I'd be like, why? We don't know this dude. Maybe he is. I hope he is. That'd be great. But you know what? We don't know. And I'm happy to admit that we have three open slots and we're gonna figure it out. And I think the stuff we got is worth keeping until we know what it is. And I wouldn't give I would never trade anybody with Danny Ainge. I don't think Danny Ainge has lost a single trade in his entire career. Everything he did, people would say, oh, this is crazy. I can't believe he did that. And 2 years later, he's a genius. It's the same point.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joel. Your overarching sentiments, I'm with. Here's one for you. You know I like the per 36. Stats per 36.
Who's the player?
Well, one guy per 36 minutes. One player I'm looking at averages 25 per game per 36 minutes. Another player I'm looking at averages 22 points per game over 36 minutes. The first player is Lauri Markkanen. The second player is Jonathan Kuminga. So at 21 or 22 years old, Kuminga essentially is almost the scorer that Markkanen is right now.
How about the three ball?
The three ball.
Give that to me.
The three ball is Markkanen is a 37.5% shooter, and Kuminga's, I don't know, 32, 33? Again, he's 21 years old. Here's the other thing, and this is where I think people really got to be careful, and he brought it up. And, you know, the one thing is when we talk about injury, if anybody gets their guy hurt, they're but yeah. I disagree with that, first of all. But anyway, here's the problem with Markkanen. If you bring in Markkanen and you pay him a lot of money and he continues to play 58 games a year, you're not going to be good. Because then you go get your number two just for Steph Curry, but he's going to miss one out of every four games. Like, that's a recipe
that would have to change.
For disaster.
And Evan had
okay,
a great point.
Well, then you're going to have to pay him before
that. But if they were
that.
Tanking, Stoney, I'm not saying he's not a competitor. Where I'm going out there and playing, what are you talking about? But I do believe you wake me up the last meaningful game that Utah's had in the last couple years, and I just feel like it's easier for guys to sit out, especially when teams are tanking. And
that's I don't like young players sitting out
Well, and that's why I'm curious as to why you're – radar hasn't gone up about Melton and his back issue at his young age.
Because you're getting Markkanen to theoretically be your star. Melton's just a player, a good rotation guy. Like, I see the value in Melton. If Melton's healthy, I think he's going to help.
He wouldn't even be available, I think, if he was healthy.
Maybe. Let's go to Markham in Stockton. What's up, Markham? How you doing, man?
Hey, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, it's hard to find a 7-footer, and this guy's given us a good sample size, Lauri Markkanen, that is. I think, you know, the Warriors front office need to get Danny on the phone and, you know, work this deal, you know, aside from Potts and Curry and Draymond, everybody should be available to match salaries, dump whatever they have to do.
This is my guy.
7-footer, he's had a great, great sample size, guys. He's a perfect guy to play with Curry. He's never had a 7-footer for his. I mean, he's had Durant, and look what happened. They went 16-1. And you know,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm not saying he's going to be Durant, but the jury's out on this guy. And you guys are hoping and holding on to something 3 years from now. It's not going to matter. 3 years from now, you'll still be battling for 13th. You know,
your
I like
opinion.
The call. No, I hear him. Nobody's wrong, but I feel that. And your only thing with marketing is now, obviously, is his health.
It's everything. It's too much to give up for this guy. That's the way I feel. I could be wrong.
And what's funny about that, Stani, is even if you admit we don't know yet what Kuminga is.
I look at here's what I think. You look at it one way, I look at it the total opposite. The fact that we don't know what Kuminga is right, we've seen him for 3 years, we don't know what he is. That, to me, is a positive when you look at if you're going to move him for Markkanen. I know what Markkanen is. I know what he is. He's a scorer. He's a 7-footer that plays small. He likes to play a little more on the perimeter. He likes to put it on the floor from there.
Right.
Good offensive player.
All right.
But I would rather, because I don't think Markkanen makes a difference or is a significant difference maker on this team, especially if you give up a lot of guys. I would rather take the possibility Kuminga develops into something as opposed to this guy who's 26, 27, and he is what he is.
All right, let me lay this on you and Evan.
Kuminga may never be as good as Markkanen, but he might be better. And Markkanen right now isn't good enough that I feel to make us significantly better, and so I'm not into that move.
What about when Coach Kerr came out and said that they envision Jonathan Kuminga to be a three.
Okay,
good. And he's been here multiple years, and that hasn't happened.
Right.
Are we so sure it's going to happen?
No.
Come open and like, no. How? That's a red flag to me,
okay,
that your team envisions you be doing this with all your gifts, and we're talking about IQ, fit, and smarts, and they really, you're not ready to be, play the position that they envision you. What if he never grows into that?
He will. It's just, listen, I've said this a million times. He picked up the game late. Jonathan Kuminga came into the league and he needed to learn how to play basketball. He's 3 years into that and everyone's like, well, now he should be a finished product. Really? He didn't pick up a ball till he was 15. I mean, guess what? I got news for everybody. Kuminga's not going to be... He's not going to reach his potential till he's 27. That's just the way it's going to be because he didn't come in with any kind of foundation. So it's like if you really drafted a guy who played 20 games for the G League Ignite and thought that he would be right now Steph Curry's running mate at 21, I mean, that's asking a lot to me. He was a project.
Well, hey, a lot of good points.
And he's averaging 17 a game in his third year. What are we
I'm going to put my first right on the table. Dude, that was a lot of good stuff. But the reality is, Steiny, he's closer to being that running mate than you think.
Exactly. So I'm not giving that up for Lauri Markkanen. I'm just not.
But because by default... He's might be the second best, the closest to Curry running mate is a tell all about the state of the team.
Yes.
Depending on a 21-year-old to be ready this fast.
Right. You had a dynasty.
When you're sitting there with Wiggins, who's a nothing.
You don't get to stay on top
and
after
a dynasty.
And
I ain't dissing Wiggins. I just hate he ain't. You just don't know.
Let's go to Marvin in Livermore. Hey, Marvin. How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, two things, Steiny. One, the league spoke. You said that Buddy Hield might be better than Klay Thompson this year. I think the league spoke in that there was nobody calling Klay at midnight, LeBron James or anybody else calling Buddy Hield to come over. I think Klay is better than Buddy Hield.
Well, he is.
So that was you almost made me reckon that
one. I think I said he might be a better. Well, okay, go ahead.
But Duke Guru, the rat on the table, is actually if Steve Kerr can change the way he coaches, because if you look at all the great coaches, Phil Jackson, whoever, the triangle offense, when they didn't have at least two superstars, it didn't work. So can Steve Kerr coach a team with one superstar and three or four number three guys or number three and four guys without a true number two? That's what I want to see, is if he can make that adjustment.
Mm. We'll see.
Well,
thanks, Marvin. Appreciate the call. Stein and Guru with you at 4:49.
Which is normally our 12:49 in our own shift. Yeah, Evan.
Yeah, well,
thought you were going to say blast. We're usually at the cafeteria right now.
Oh, I said that.
Yeah, we'd probably be gone by now.
Seriously, I'm feeling good though, tingling.
I mean, Buddy Hield's probably not a better player than Klay Thompson, but it's not as far as you think right now.
Well, the other who's thing, in a better situation?
The other
Klay
thing,
or Buddy.
The other thing is
Klay.
Hield is as good a shooter as Klay. Okay, so I get it. Klay's better than Buddy Hield. If they're both essentially the same shooter,
Steiny,
now,
I hear you, man.
How is Klay so much better? Or why is the difference? Like,
you're not hearing that from over
what's
here.
Klay's second? What does he do second best? We all know he's a great shooter. What's his second best? The second best thing he does. We know what it used to be, and it used to be the most important part of his game, and that was he could guard ones. So, again, maybe I'm wrong, but I could see the Warriors being a little bit better next year if everything goes right.
Mm.
But if, you know, Draymond Green tweaks a knee and he's out 2 months, it's over. It just is. Like, everything's going to have to go right. Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. What's up, Big Smooth?
Gentlemen, interesting to hear you this time of day. I was in a time warp. But listen, man, I think we're looking at this too simplistic. Let's get a guy that can score a lot of points to be alongside Steph. There are other ways to go about this. Personally, I think Markkanen would thin out the team too much. I would much rather have Robert Williams. In my opinion, Markkanen is soft. And when was the last time he led his team to the playoffs in anything? I think we're looking at this wrong. But let me ask you this, Goo, this is driving me crazy.
Okay.
But I keep hearing about
real quick, before you go, Time Lord hasn't – you'd let me know the last time he finished the season, but go ahead.
Okay, good. I'm glad you brought this. This is the point I'm bringing up. Goo, do you actually think that these guys haven't thought about his back? You think they're looking at each other, oh, my God, I didn't know he had a bad back. They've looked at every aspect of his back. They've looked at every vertical spinal in his back. They know everything about his back. They're not making moves guessing about his back. Now, what you say about the Time Lord, I think the Warriors have a great training staff. Remember Otto Porter? He was supposed to be damaged goods. He came here. I don't think he missed much time. I think that they looked at Melton, and I think what we're looking at with Melton, in my opinion, is the steal of the draft. I guarantee you that they know about his back. They're not taking a roll of the dice in the wrong direction. I think they looked at it and they rubbed their hands. This guy is going to be the steal of the draft because he can lock down.
He's good. Oh, we lost him. No, Steiner, you don't got to sell either one of us. Evan, he came up with the point about if he was able to stay healthy, he'd probably still be in his former team uniform. You don't got to sell me on Melton. I just, Dr. Pangea, our guy, Steiner, he talked about that, the spinal, the lumbar issue, to where when you get majorly active, like an NBA game, and you're going night after night, it could flare up, per se. So that's scary for a guy that young. This ain't a foot or, you know, a broken bone. This is – he played 38 games last year.
I broke my back.
And I'm sure they got him thinking, just like marketing, oh, he'll hold up this year, and Zellabrini will get to him, and everything will be fine.
That's the last thing I worry about. Like a guy like DeAnthony Melton's health, believe it or not.
But see, that's what is
because he's
young. But you pick and choose.
Right.
He ain't young no more. With that 27 is now 29 because you got a lumbar issue. You are young when you're healthy. That's all.
Lumbar Street.
But you know what I mean.
Right.
The reason stuff wouldn't work for you.
He's a role player. But if he gets hurt, it's not the end of the world.
He's a possible starter.
If you acquire Lauri Markkanen, you're expecting him to be your second best player. He can't get hurt.
But Melton can be very important for this team, too.
That's why they got him for $12 million. Yeah. And you know what? If he plays well, you may not be able to afford him.
Someone said good one, Evan.
Dennis is in San Francisco. What's up, Dennis? How you doing, man?
D.
Good. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Hey. Yeah, you're on the afternoon. It's good to talk to you. I agree with you, Steiny. Markkanen's not going to bring him over the top. If you look at it, we got an aging superstar in Steph Curry. And then after that, we got, you know, Kuminga, Wiggins, Draymond, who's also aging. I mean, we need a roster overhaul. It's time to rebuild. Mm. I've been saying this to you guys for months. It's time to rebuild. It's just, we got to bite the bullet. There's no other way to think about it. Put me in charge. I'll get it done. That's what's fun about calling in. Hey, that's what's fun about calling in. We all get to be the GM, right?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, but they don't have enough pieces. They don't have enough pieces. The roster's a mess. I think the roster's a mess. I don't like Melton. I don't like Heald either. You know, and I just don't. And I don't think it's going to help them out. I don't think it's going to help them out. And I think that it's going to be a big mess this year. But I do agree with you, Steiny, about I would like to see. In fact, last year to go after Vucevic from Chicago, I would give up for Vucevic right now. I'd give up one of the young guys and maybe a draft pick. That would be about it. Yep. But, you know, we got to bite the bullet. We got to rebuild. Like I said, San Antonio let that roster get old, and they've been trying to rebuild for how long?
You know, man.
And You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, what are we going to do? We got to bite the bullet. There's nothing we can do.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the call.
That was raw and uncut. Let's hope Dennis is wrong, but man.
The 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line. This is going to make you want to grab a brick. But
that's,
you know what?
Line.
But you, I know it's your line.
No, go ahead.
Oh, we have a new audience. That's Guru's line. 925. They are rebuilding.
Then my worst nightmare, is just down the road. Then.
Oh, I disagree.
Curry is going to be
exciting. It's exciting.
Well, not watching Curry don another uniform or have to look for a new team. Nobody wanted. Mm-hmm. We just look what we're going through with Clay. Yeah. But imagine the chef still with a lot left in the bottle, but this team has ran its course.
He doesn't have a lot left in the bottle.
Maybe
he's
you guys
36.
Can define rebuilding on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Evan.
1 hour left.
Yeah.
Let's do two.
They go. They do best of it, too. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. 888-957-9570. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Systems.
The Warriors will be a boneyard.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.